welcome. This is Winfrey for another evening of the Don and Win Show on, what is today's date? I think it's April 1st. Is it April 1st? That means it is April, wait a second, might be March 31st.
You know, I, to be honest with you, I almost thought I knew the date. Now I'm confused.
It's March 31st.
Are you sure?
I know.
Isn't, yep. Isn't Easter tomorrow or something like that?
No.
Yeah, it is. Tomorrow's Easter.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Notice, folks, that Don and Wynn are starting off with our usual cantankerous argumentative self.
That's you, man. Oh, you, I promise.
It's can somebody
okay
call up and please let us know if tomorrow is Easter?
I feel you. It's all right. It's okay to be you, honest. And to our listening audience, you wouldn't want to be him. Well, no, I wouldn't mind being you for a minute or two.
I thought you were going to be late today.
You know, I was hoping to be late, but...
I mean, I was getting used to you being late, jeez. At least I had some little peace at the beginning of the show.
You know, I had...
It was me and your mother.
It was, you know. You and your... You know, I'll tell you one thing. You and my mother have something going, don't you?
We do.
I know you do. I'm keeping tabs on you, Mom. Uh-oh.
No,
I think we already have a caller. Are we supposed to take calls right away? I don't even know what we do. What do we do?
Tell them the Dolphin is anonymously.
Here they go, because I can't answer it. I just got to put them on the air when I'm in this position. You're on the air. You're on the air. Stop that. Please stop that. Don't do that anymore. You know? Okay.
We
lost them. And what were they trying to say? That was my question. You know, do you remember Adam Sandler? I don't think I did him very well, did I? Adam, if I was working for you, I'd be fired. I know it. Sorry, Sandler, man. But I didn't do a very good impression of you.
Of me?
No, Adam. Sandler.
Sandler. Now, the good thing about the Don and Wynn show is that you can try it again. So I'll be the...
That you can try it again. You know, that is the good thing about the Don and Wynn show, folks. If you ever get mystified or
we try every week, Don.
You can try it again. Because we're always going to be here.
They're waiting for us to get it right.
You know, yeah, you're waiting for us to get it right. We're all in this for a long ride.
By the way, I want you to know something, Don. I have some inside information on your mother and myself.
Uh-oh. All right. Fill me in.
She was my mother in another lifetime.
When? I'll be right back. Technical difficulty in the studio? No, trust me. I'll be right back. Keep talking. You do that so well. I love Jeff. Is that Jeff Lewis's line? And you do that so well. I love you, Jeff. Jeff of the simple truth. I love that. You do that so well. And indeed, Wynn, carry on. I'll be back.
How long, Don? See, when I do the Don and Wynn show with Don, I'm never sure exactly where to be because Don has a habit of abandoning me as he just did. So he expects me to pick up wherever he leaves me, which I do, which is what I'm telling you guys right now. This is the abandoned Wynn wondering where my co-host went. Now, we used to do fairly good shows when we first started, but those times he wasn't so busy. Now he's too busy, and this is just second fiddle. Let's see. What can we do? We can do a meditation for 5 minutes. We can read jokes that come in on the internet. Now, those of you that have attended our Monday night...
It's James Brown.
Notice Donna's program to come in. Never does he consider
program
it
to come in.
Never does he really consider
it
to see where I'm at. If he's disturbing the energy.
He's programmed to come in.
Even when he's
you
gone,
know, when, even,
I have to anticipate he'll be back any moment and upset me. Okay? Can you imagine what it'll be like to be around this guy 24 hours a day? He says, "Win, come up and visit me."
And you're supposed to be spiritual, man. Oh.
I'm not. I never made any claims.
Oh, you're killing me, Win. You hurt me at the deepest, with the deepest knife. Or is that the longest knife? Win, I love you, man. No, we had some technical difficulty on the late night. And I had to be over there for just a second. I apologize to our fans.
You had to be over where?
I had to be on the other side. Over there.
Don, we don't have fans.
I don't think we do, not anymore.
No,
I'm a fan.
I mean...
I'm a fan. I would vote for myself. Look, hey, that's not true. If it were electrical voting, I would vote for myself, and it would probably count quadruple. You know what I mean? So, you know, it would count for something.
That's if you have entities attached to you, so you get four for the price of one.
Yes.
Now... He doesn't know what to say to that one. Let's see.
All right.
Maybe one of them will come up and think of something.
I still have a challenge.
A challenge?
Yeah. My challenge is this. My challenge is to fool the dolphin. Don't we have a dolphin somewhere in the wind?
No.
No. The dolphin didn't come with us today?
No dolphins today.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. She's going to be you and me.
I was going to look something up. Now, for you guys that are listening the first time, we're not always this boring, okay? Sometimes exciting things happen on the show.
Eventually.
But we have to do it, you know, and kind of pace things. So
we don't want to overload.
Kind of go back and forth. People tune in because they wonder, I wonder if this is going to be the week they're going to do something exciting.
Or maybe not.
Now, I found a good thing of, I just checked my email. I knew that I got an email this week done that would be good for our show, okay?
An email that would be good for our show. Well, there's a start, folks. See, we're moving up in the world.
That's right. The email is headlined.
Headlined.
Let me see if I can open this up. Clean jokes for twisted minds.
You know, I was going to title our show A Comedy of Errors. But that's
okay.
Pretty darn close to
so,
it, isn't
so,
it.
Are you ready for clean jokes for simple minds? Twisted minds.
Neither. Or.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway. You ready?
Hey, yeah.
I just want to listen to that.
Yeah, I really am.
This is not channeled information you're about to hear.
Oh, gosh, I hope not.
This is clean jokes for twisted minds. And it starts out with home remedies. All right? Home remedies. Don?
Yeah, I'm tuning in.
Write this down.
Martha's with us.
This could be very important tomorrow. If you are choking on an ice cube, don't panic. Simply pour a cup of boiling water down your throat, and presto, the blockage will be almost instantly removed.
No doubt. See, the facts are the facts, folks. Can't deceive them.
Right. So, there we go. You want to hear another one?
Yeah, absolutely. Take it away.
Clumsy. Avoid cutting yourself while slicing vegetables by getting someone else to hold them while you chop away.
You just had to throw that one out there because that one reminds me of one of those old, very bad Playboy jokes. You know,
when do you hear the next one? Maybe one of the other hosts will call us tonight. Have compassion on us.
Oh boy.
Do any hosts want to call us and promote their show?
We've created Winfrey, folks. We have created Winfrey live on the Don and Win show.
Here we go. Here's another one. Would you tell this one to your wife tonight? You ready?
I'm always there with you, buddy.
Right.
Count on it.
Avoid arguments with you. This is funny, man. Avoid arguments with your wife about lifting the toilet seat by simply using the sink.
Now that is good, because I can relate to that. Oh, yeah.
You mean you use the sink?
Well, we don't call it a sink anymore. We now call it the freshwater dispenser.
Folks, I hope you're enjoying this. Notice we're not getting any phone calls.
No, we haven't had a call yet. You know, our audience, you know, there are the few that will call us because we love them and they love us and we've spent time together. But
high blood pressure.
Anybody new out there in the land of Don and Win, Win and Don, wherever you are?
Okay, Don.
Are you going to call us?
I'm coming up.
Maybe we should
be
giving out
another one of these. Jokes for twisted minds.
I got to give out our 800 number, though, first. They probably are listening out there somewhere. And they want to know our 800 number. That is. It's toll free, folks. And if you really want us to have toll cells where if you can call in free with your cell, no matter where you are, just dial in our BBS number, just BBS, and then you can reach us free. Let us know. Write to us, because if that's a feature you want, we have the opportunity, but we don't know what that means yet. So just let us know, and if that's something you guys want, we'll put it up there to the, you know, the people that are smarter than me, which is usually everybody. So there's that. Other than yes.
I found one of these jokes for twisted minds, specially for you.
Okay, but are you going to give out the 800 number, or shall you?
Oh, didn't you give it out yet?
I thought you were going to
give it out.
All right.
I don't know it.
877-876-5227. Of course, that's in the States. There is a number for Canada. I think it's...
If somebody calls, they have to have a joke for a twisted mind, okay?
Twisted mind joke. It's got to be a twisted mind joke.
Like, here's one for you, Don.
And 888-8... Ken, and I'm sorry, he's trying to cut the 800 number off for you Canadians. He really loves you. He really does. He doesn't respect you, but he loves you. All right, here we go. Here's the 800 number. 888, Canadians now, we love you. 888-810. What's the rest of it? Well, maybe we don't really love you. I'm Canadian. I'm starting to wonder about you Canadians. Whatever. Win? I love you. Believe me, I am Canadian. I'm still Canadian. If If anybody ever
only
wants to know.
Because you had three beers before the show.
You know, Wynn, I'm just happy. I'm extremely happy these days.
Now listen,
it has a lot to do with nothing around me, just everything within me.
Here's the joke.
All right.
Ready? This is one I made up specially for you, Don.
Excellent.
Everyone seems normal until you get to know them. All right, they made it up for me. I take it back. Now, here's another one.
Where's the rest of it, though?
That was it. Sometimes we just need to remember.
Sometimes it's simple, isn't it? Sometimes it's simple, right?
Yeah.
Right, Wynn?
There's only two tools that we need in our life. You ready?
Well, I already know what they are. It's the hammer and the spatula.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's not on my computer.
Well, then you haven't tried to pick up a lady lately.
You need WD-40.
I'm sorry.
Or use a hammer to
pick up a lady. I'm sorry, ladies. I'm sorry.
Tell me about using a hammer to pick up a lady.
It's Wynn's influence. It's his energy causes this. I need something
energy?
To blame. Someone. All right, Wynn, I'm depressed. Are you talking to me?
You only need two tools to be happy in life. WD-40 and duct tape.
I agree. Useful. Almost like Pepto and sand. Pepto-Bismol and sand.
And you know why WD-40 and duct tape are the only two tools you need?
Absolutely.
Why?
I won't go into that. It's a private matter.
I see. If it doesn't move and should, use WD-40. Try to explain it.
Again, talk to Ed about that. It's a private matter.
And if it shouldn't move and it does, use duct tape. But we'll just let that one slip, okay?
That's right, slide.
Slip and slide.
Slip and slide. It's a danger to the community. If it gets loose, folks, beware.
And be really nice to your family and friends. You never know when you might need them to empty your bedpan.
Bedpan. Empty it.
That's right.
That's correct. You know, ancient proverb with all those who use bedpans.
Mm-hmm.
I still do. You ever used one? You ever used one?
Bedpan?
Sure.
Never did.
Really? Oh, you never still stayed in those any youth hostels or young? Well, the little places you'd go in Europe, you'd stay. You know, quick, fast, easy, crap under the bed. You know, that sort of thing.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You know, all the things that are filled with romance, charm, aroma. Should I answer that?
Yeah, well, I'm sure somebody
All right, all right. Let's share our thoughts. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air. I think you're on the air. We don't know. Maybe.
I congratulate you on having the courage to call us tonight.
Yeah. That truly is... heartfelt. Hello?
Yes, hello, I'm here.
Yes.
Anyway, I don't know, I'm on a radio talk show. I'm just calling and I want to check out when Michael Brown is on the talk show because I like to hear from him. Michael Brown, he was on air.
Yeah. Oh, interesting caller. In fact, let me just try to address that for a second. What you're saying is literally that you would like to speak to us about another show.
Oh, really? I don't know what show is on. I have no idea. I just wanted to hear my
opinion. No, it's okay. This would be the normal.
Oh, really?
Sure, certainly. For what we're doing right now, your timing would be impeccable. I think that we should be talking about a different show. I think, in fact, that would be robust. And I think, and what's your name?
My name is Gisela.
We love you. What's your name?
Gisela Tarasaka.
Tarasaka?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tarasaka.
Yeah, Gisela Tarasaka, my last name. Mm-hmm.
I love that name. Thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there anything we can do for you at on the Dawn and Wind show that maybe you've been searching for all your life?
No, I just wanted to hear from, I love Michael Brown's book, The Presence Process, and I did the process. And
Michael Brown.
Yes, Michael Brown.
Excellent, excellent. So you've read his book.
Yeah, and I did the process, yes.
Michael Brown.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. And
and there is a link on the internet that he will have a talk show, and I think on the 30th.
Thank you for finishing that for me.
I think he was on your station or something like that, and so I'm here on the internet and try to find him, and I was wondering, is there a way that I can listen to his his talk on the radio?
Absolutely, absolutely. If you click on the archives, you are live on the air. You do know this, right?
I'm live on the what?
You are on PBS Radio. What you are curious about, you are actually engaging in.
Oh, okay.
You are live on the air.
All right. How many audience is there? Is this in America?
It is in America and throughout the world. We have many listeners. Where are you from? It sounds like somewhere throughout Europe.
Yeah, I was born in Germany, but I'm American.
Maches wie die Sonnenuhr und selli heitren Stundenuhr.
Oh, I don't understand. I don't. What did you say again?
You're from Germany?
Yes, again.
Mach es wie die Sonnenuhr. Zähl die heiteren Stundenuhr.
Eine Stundenuhr?
Yeah. It's a little just, I don't know, blessing maybe? Are you having a tough time hearing me?
No, I can hear you, but the pronunciation is not that I can understand.
Oh, maybe, see, I always spoke in guttural, you know? That's just the things that I always did.
Anyway, what is the BBS daily talk show usually? Is it about spiritual things? About what is it?
Wynn, can you answer that, please? My co-host will answer that for you.
Don, I know about our show. I know about Dr. Fred Bell's show, but you are the producer of BBS, so you're the one that's qualified to answer that.
I guess he's just put it in my he's just thrown you in my court again. You're back with Don. Live on the Don and Wind Show. I love the music. Is that the music you're playing in the background?
No, my children watching TV.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And that is what is the movie? Is that Yuri? Spirited Away.
That's a beautiful, beautiful background music.
Mm-mm-mm.
Wow. Well, I can say thank you for calling us. Yes, Michael Brown was on, I believe, a fireside chat, wasn't it?
What was it?
Was it a fireside chat? I can't quite recall, but it might have been a fireside chat with Lance White, the zany mystic.
Yeah, I don't know. Just your radio came up on there, and I...
Right, yes. I don't keep track of it all.
Okay.
I try.
Okay.
I
so
truly
how,
do.
How I can find? Is there a place I can do search or what?
Sure. Just go to Google, type in BBS Radio.
Okay.
And you'll find us. Or just type in something, the Don and Wind Show, you'll find it.
I was on your website.
Oh, excellent.
But your
good
website
place to
was,
be.
Was so big that I could not find Micah's event.
Yeah, see, people just keep adding to it. You know, the website, we've been thinking about shrinking it, but it just keeps growing. Yeah. But
oh, yeah, you know, I'm here on the BBS talk radio talk show, and that is where I got your phone number. And for that reason, I called, and
excellent.
I wanted to ask, so how I, how I can find, you know, the different speakers who was on your radio so I can listen to it?
How do you know? Well,
how I can find a different speaker so I can listen to them. I mean, I love Michael Bond. Maybe you have some that I would like to listen to.
Oh, absolutely. Go to bbsradio.com. And then when you get there, there's all along the right side of that page, there's about 70 different shows listed.
Okay.
And you'll see all the names of the shows. Now, if you want to know who the names of the show hosts are, just go to the index page and then keep going down a ways.
Okay.
And you'll get to our schedule, and you'll see all the show host names and the show names.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, thank you, and sorry for interrupting you.
Oh, absolutely. We love you here.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. God bless. Win. Win free. Now, you see, I just invited the audience into my entire day, every day. From the moment I get up to the moment I go to bed answering the phone, I love it. I love talking with people. But that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And now, for something entirely new. Take it away, Wynn.
He rings the bell, and the owner appears and tells him the dog is in the backyard. The guy goes into the backyard and sees a nice-looking Labrador retriever. You talk, he asks. Yes, the Labrador replies. After the guy recovers the shock of hearing a dog talk, he says, so what's your story? The lab looks up and says, well, I discovered that I could talk when I was pretty young. I wanted to help the government, so I told the CIA. In no time at all, they had me jetting from country to country, sitting in rooms with spies and world leaders, because no one figured a dog would be eavesdropping. I was one of their most valuable spies for 8 years running. You didn't know that, did you, Don?
Gone. Know what?
But the jetting around really tired me out. And I knew I wasn't getting any younger, so I decided to settle down. I signed for a job at the airport to do some undercover security, wandering near suspicious characters and listening in. I uncovered some incredible dealings and was awarded a batch of medals. I got married and had a mess of... The guy is amazed. He goes back in and asks the owner what he wants for the dog. $10, the guy says. $10? That dog is amazing. Why on earth are you selling him so cheap? Because he's a liar. He never did any of that shit. That's it.
That's it. And folks,
I didn't know what the,
if you want to hear
if I knew what, if I knew what the punchline was on that one, I might have not read it, okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So, where are you?
Don.
Yes.
I'm carrying the ball here. Why don't you do something?
Like what?
I don't know.
Don't you have a guest today?
You're responsible for 50% of the show.
Don't we have any guests today that we're interviewing or anything?
I'm scared to bring them on.
Put them on! Well, that's a fun. No, but seriously, it's probably quite the guest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared to talk to him.
You are?
No. I'm not scared to talk to anybody. Except maybe you. You frighten me. I think that's something to do with your proclivity.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that means.
Proclivity?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is new at BBS Radio? Are you getting your second string pretty filled up?
Well, you know... to be honest, we've had over 200 people want to now be hosts with us, and we're just trying to slowly get back to them when we can. We're getting about 5 to 8 a day.
Hey, your phone's ringing, Don.
Yeah,
let's
all right, here we are. You're on the air with Don and Wynn. Show. You know, that doesn't even sound professional. Folks, we're going to change our name to The Wynn and Don Show.
We are here, and
hi.
You're very courageous.
I've been accused of being courageous in my life. It's not really true. How are you, Wynn?
Who is this?
This is Diana Lee.
You sound familiar.
Yes, I sure. I sound familiar, too.
Hey, how are you, Mom?
How are you, son?
Don, that is not your mother, okay?
Yeah, but they're both hot, so what the heck?
Yeah, what the heck, indeed. So how are the two of you?
That must be your aunt.
That is?
No, I'm not an aunt. I'm
Auntie Dot, as you know her. And the rest of the world knows her as someone else, but you know her as Auntie Dot. That's good enough for you.
Auntie Dot.
That's right. That's
now,
right.
You remember the last time you were on, we told you that you could not drink and call us.
Well, you know, I've sworn off booze.
That wasn't Auntie Dot. That was a different
auntie.
Very different.
Very different. Well,
yes. Whole different family. But he's confused.
He's always been confused.
I've tried to help him.
Is it working?
It is, but I just don't think with him.
Wynn, you're sounding really good. How have you been?
I don't answer that question.
And never will.
Does it tend to incriminate you when you do answer?
Does it what?
Tend to incriminate you?
No.
Okay.
No, Wynn's way beyond that.
Yes, I understand that.
Beyond.
Way beyond. So far beyond that we won't go there. And he's not going to tell me how he is or how he's doing or anything, is he?
He won't go there. That's just, you know, Wynn free. He's free.
He's free.
He's totally free.
No shackles.
None. Zero. He's shackleless. Okay. In fact, he's so free, he doesn't even have to tell you how free he is.
That's free.
That is free. That's free with two E's.
Well, perhaps he cannot be bought, but he is certainly free, isn't he?
He is free.
Mm-hmm.
We use him as a kite.
We can hear background voices there. What is that?
That's the other schedule. That's the late night schedule. We have more talk radio than everybody.
Well, you know what? I know that. Great stuff, too.
You know, I'll tell you.
Interesting programs on.
We actually are committed to don't censor this crap and make sure everybody hears it. And then they get a flavor for BBS radio.
And you know what? They get a different side of truth.
They do. They get the real whole thing, don't they? They actually get the salami. They can look in their pants and wink. Smile. Look up. Chin up. Chin up, my boy. This poor Wynn of mine. You know, I really am trying to help Nancy Dot, but, you know.
Yeah, I think it's a lost cause.
It is.
Oh, well. We'll pray for him.
We'll try surgeons next.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, frontal lobotomy or something, or lobotomy.
Yeah, something global.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe not global, but global.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Help.
It would. It would at least help define whatever is there.
Well, maybe we don't want to go there.
That's for the future, folks.
Wynn, are you afraid of me? You don't say a thing. You just kind of hang off in the background and pretend that you're not there when I come on the radio. Is there a particular reason for that?
I bet you I know.
What?
I think he's probably got a guest waiting in the wings, and we are just blowing his mind.
That's
reasonable.
It could be. What do you think? When is that it?
What's the reason, Don? Tell me.
You do have a... Did you have a guest that was supposed to come on?
A guest?
Well, a dolphin.
No, we don't have any dolphins here tonight.
Who's coming on tonight? Man, the audience has been trying to wring it out of your neck. I've been trying to squeeze it out of you. Where do we? What do we got to do? Do we, Auntie Dot, do we got to get on our hands and knees with this guy?
I hope not. My knees are sore.
Mine too. I just partied last night. So, Wynn, help us out.
Who's your guest tonight, Wynn?
Huh?
Who is your guest tonight, Wynn?
Auntie Dot, you are our guest tonight.
No. You had a scheduled guest, and we are really, truly dying to hear your scheduled guest because we know how interesting this guest will be. Who is it?
I don't have a scheduled
guest. You don't have a scheduled guest?
No.
Ah, Wynn. We'll put a schedule in your hand next time. We'll even write your script. I'm joking, of course.
I have an email today from Doug. What is that about?
From Doug. What did it say?
BBS Radio, empty rooms.
Ooh. You're going to let the cat out of the bag, are you?
What's that about?
Well, no, not anymore, I guess. Once you know, the world knows. So I figure it's open ball game now. I'm joking. I love you, Wynn. Wynn?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really want to know what Open Rooms is about?
I don't know. I just clicked on the link. I'll just figure it out.
Oh, well, nobody else has that link but you and a couple others.
Mm-hmm.
You, Fred Bell, and one other.
Should I say what it is?
Well, I guess, yeah, I guess you can. Sure. You heard it here, I guess, first.
It looks to me like it's a film.
It is. BBS Radio is going into film. It's going into the entertainment film industry, the live broadcasting industry, and we're going to have a little fun. And one of those films is going to be in conjunction with a wonderful company. And we've already got 50% of the budget raised for the film, and it's by an award-winning independent film writer, producer, and director. And we have our cast, we have our story, we have most of the money, and we're about to have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's just the truth of it. However you want to read into that, or whatever you want to read into it, that's up to you.
You know, well, it sounds exciting.
That's very exciting.
Who's
the producer?
Pardon me?
Who is the producer?
We'll release all that information when the time comes, which will be in the next week. It'll be in less than 3 days. It'll be in less than 3, 4, 5 days. We'll release that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds very exciting, Donald.
You know, it is exciting. We're in exciting times. We have exciting people. We have exciting listeners, Auntie Di. And people are waking up. People are starting to feel the power of love, because that's really what it is. And it's a global thing, and we're all just resonating with it and having a lot of fun. And many of us are just enjoying it maybe a little too much.
There's no such thing as enjoying love too much.
That's true. That's true. But then we
did you know Don when he was a young man?
Yes, I did.
What was he like?
Same as he is now.
He was?
Well, his hair was curlier.
All of it.
Was he cantankerous? Was he...
obtuse would be the word.
Well, he was obtuse?
Obtuse, yes. I could be obtuse, yes.
Which is better than being obtruse, isn't it?
Exactly so.
Yeah.
I mean, and what would you say was his overriding quality?
We're supposed to add some spatial dimension to this question, aren't we? Oh, boy. The Newsome family. Hey, folks, you know.
We are what we are.
We are what we are. But we still smile constantly.
Oh, what? If you can't laugh at yourself, what the hell you got going for yourself?
That's right. It's all about that.
It is.
When?
Yeah.
When?
I'm here.
So talk to me. Who's your guest?
I don't have a guest tonight.
Really?
What were you going to talk about then, Wynn?
What was I going to do what?
What were you going to talk about tonight?
I wasn't planning on talking about anything in particular.
All right, that's when you're fired.
Yeah.
Anti-die, people like him got to go, don't you think?
What did you say, Don?
People like him got to go.
Yeah.
They lose their, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
I do.
And then you just got to can him.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, easy come, easy go, what can we say? Oh, sorry. Smack my bottom and call me Rosie.
Wynn, you remember those times, don't you?
Uh-huh. Wynn, do you remember those times, too?
Which times?
The times you called your palm Rosie?
The times I called my palm Rosie?
That or your foot. Well, I just don't know quite how liberated you are.
He's free, but he's not liberated. Is that what it is?
He's free, but he's not liberated.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think there's much hope left.
There isn't. We'll can him.
Okay. Okay.
We'll get him off the air as soon as we can, ma'am. We'll get him off the air as soon as we can, ma'am.
Andy Dodd, what was your favorite of the jokes we read earlier?
None of the above, actually.
Did you listen?
No, I was studying.
None of the above. It works. That's right. You didn't give her an out, and she gave you one.
I cannot be in two places at the same time, much as I would love to be. For instance, I would love to be in Norway right about now. Wouldn't you love to be in Norway right about now?
I would love to be in Norway right now. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Or Brazil. Brazil sounds really nice.
Oh, yes.
How about Tijuana?
No.
How about Madagascar?
Madagascar only in the winter time.
I see.
I don't like the heat.
Have you done a lot of traveling?
No.
Don't answer a question with a question.
Yeah, this is true. So how do I know what?
How do I what?
Yeah, you're both on the same truck. You know, you finally got him turned around. Anti-die, I don't know how you did it, but he's now thinking on the same track you are.
Oh, my God.
Congrats.
Not flying ahead, huh?
Oh, Wynn, welcome back. And, folks, you're tuning into the Don and Wynn Show. This is Don, and we finally have our co-host back, Wynn, free. Wynn, welcome back to the show.
Hang on a second.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
You still with us, Wynn? No, I think he's popped off again for a while.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah. Well, then let's find a place to go traveling to. When are we still going to go on our cruise?
You know, I'm trying to arrange as many cruises as possible.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a houseboat or a float house. Or a man with a float house.
And folks, if you're interested. Auntie Di, I love you. Thank you for calling.
Take care, darling.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you for listening tonight.
Thank you for participating, Wynn.
I think you're saying that sarcastically.
Oh, and, you know, we love you.
You do?
We try. We really do.
Now, what makes me lovable? Jeez, I can't imagine.
It's the dolphin.
Don, that's not love. That's loving me for something outside of myself.
Well, yeah. How can anything be outside of you?
That's right.
That's right.
Even the dolphin.
That's right.
So where do we go from now?
No?
What is all that background noise? Why don't we just say hello to your other show? Who's on there?
All right. Bear with me. Michelle? How's it doing? Oh, don't forget to unmute the wife. Yeah. Yeah. She knows what she's doing. She's just handling the other schedule. That's Michelle.
Michelle?
Yeah.
She's doing what?
She's just doing things. She's actually got it going on.
Well, we have about 6 minutes.
We do.
6 minutes.
We do. You blew it, Wynn.
Well, we had another one of our hanging out the laundry down the wind shows, right?
No, I really miss the dolphin. I kid you not. Folks, do we miss the dolphin? If you want the dolphin back, you know when. You're going to have to email him or email me. Email us at Donna Wynn. So email us, say, look, I want the dolphin back. And he may bring him back. Her back. Them back.
Well, anything is possible.
Anything's always possible.
I'm letting you fill in the holes tonight, Don.
There are no
holes. I hope
holes
nobody emails us and tells us we're ready for Hollywood after this show.
There are no holes to fill. Well, that's not even realistic.
It's not?
Well, and to you, it is.
This is the only internet radio show where you have another show in the background you have to listen to.
Well, yeah, I could separate that. I could actually put our show in, you know, I could run a, instead of, you know, I have 200-foot mic cords and headphone cords. I could actually go into another room outside and talk. But then it wouldn't feel like me. Because this is where I am 19 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's true. It's you can say what you want about us, but we are authentic.
Yeah. This is me. I couldn't be any other way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
how many beers did you have? How many beers did you have today, Don?
Oh, I don't know. I won't answer that. I plead the fifth. You're on the air. Maybe you can answer a question that Wynn has. Uh-oh. I better turn their volume up. Okay, caller. Caller?
Yeah.
Doug.
Yeah.
Talk to my co-host, Winfrey. He needs help.
Go ahead, put me on.
All right, you're on the air. Five. Hold on, wait. Wait, let me give him a countdown, Wynn. Quick. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Doug? You're on the air.
How are you doing, Wynn?
Doug,
Wynn, I only have one word to say that appeals to the show's nature at this point. And that's called Zen madness. Or Zen, any way you want to look at it, but it has principles of the eccentric along with the insignificant as well as the unremarkable.
So it's Zen madness, right?
It's all meant for, it's all meant to appeal to the overall experience. That's why I love your show. Such depth in experience here.
Doug, have we kept your interest from the beginning of the show?
Absolutely. Appealing on every sense of my Zen nature.
Thank you.
I love it, but I've also been...
It also appeals to the ladies.
I've also been known to watch a blade of grass grow.
Hey, Don?
Yes.
Don, your brother has...
Watched a blade of grass grow. Yes, I know. I've done...
He proves it.
I know. I saw that blade. That blade of grass grow. I was trying to rhyme, but I just couldn't do it in the moment. What's that?
The new BBS production, the new film. The film that BBS is taking a major role in, the leading percentage in, and breaking into the film industry, because BBS Radio is going to be a spiritual conglomerate encompassing all forms of medium to empower the people. And you're a part of that. You are a part of that.
I saw your film up there. I thought that was very nice. Thank you for
you
sharing
know,
it with me.
Well,
we
haven't posted it.
We're looking for people that are prepared to put up all their resources for free in the endeavor of creating movies and eventually those movies being big enough to affect, you know, people in an empowering way. Now, this movie particularly is not a very empowering movie, but it will get us in the door. And getting in the door is paramount, as in Paramount Pictures. I'm joking. But getting in the door
is
very important. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a little fun with it. The audience and listeners and the readership, they'll know about it in the next few days.
Create the buzz. Spread the word. Empty rooms.
Empty rooms. All right.
Empty rooms.
It's called Empty Rooms.
Empty rooms.
Empty rooms.
Doug.
Yeah.
You have a good poem for us tonight?
I'm sorry?
You have a good poem for us tonight?
A good poem? No, it's been a long time since I've written anything that I wish to read. But I will leave you with this.
It's not that you leave us that's important.
Leave everybody with this. BBS Radio really is moving into that understanding. And the more people think about it and approach us, talk to us and see where this will eventually lead, because it requires everybody's efforts. It could be a lot of fun. Anyhow, I'm signing off. Brilliant, gentlemen. Brilliant. Capital C for brilliant. I got to tell you, just outstanding.
I know. Truly F grade.
Bye bye.
Saleable.
Hi, Doug. Thank you for checking in and helping to rescue us for the last 2 minutes of our show.
And Wynn, if you would like to call in the light, Wynn.
We better, Don. We have to clear our karma from this show.
Yes, please.
Our karma went to -5 on this show.
Yeah, and you've only got one, and you've got 1 minute to clear it before I hang up on you.
All right. So don't laugh, Don. It's irreverent. Okay?
That's right. Before you spit that out, we'll be off the air.
Father, Mother, God. We ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the Hunat Ku through our solar system, through our bodies, and into the center of the earth. We join now as a group. Each of us listening, each of us who has shared in this release of karma for the last hour, and we let go and we enter into the space of those higher group energies. And at this moment, each of us, wherever you're listening, bring that energy into your own space. Feel it, hold it. And we will see you next week for another hour of the Don and Wynn Show. Zen Madness, right here on BBS Radio. We stay tuned for Dr. Fred Bell. Go ahead, Don.
Folks, stay tuned. Thank you for tuning into the Don and Wynn Show. We'll give our extraordinary exit in a minute. But until that time, please know you can stay tuned and be listening to the Dr. Fred Bell Health, Science, and Energy Show coming up next. Don't miss it. You really don't want to miss his show, folks.
I love you.